Jeff Pagel from Eota, Minnesota. I farm with my wife, Chandra, and my parents, Ron and Lori. We dairy farm, crop farm, and have a small herd of beef cows and calves.
You are the chair of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Committee, and I understand that the conference, the national conference, was held the last few days, just wrapping up in Reno, and you're still there. Give me some of the highlights of this year's conference.
Yeah, my wife, Chandra, and I serve on the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, the state committee in Minnesota, which I'm currently chairing that committee. And we are privileged to be out here in Reno representing the Minnesota Young Farmer Group. We had 9 participants come out from Minnesota with us, a couple other committee members, and a couple of collegiate discussion meet contestants. I guess kind of one of our highlights from that is we had 2 participants in the discussion meet that Farm Bureau puts on for the collegiate kids. They started with 57 kids in that group, and we were lucky enough we had Trent Dato from the University of Minnesota actually made the Sweet 16. And if you can get into that kind of a crowd, you're doing pretty good, because it's pretty competitive at that level. We've been fortunate enough to attend all kinds of workshops and hear some different speakers. Anything from transition planning to kind of how to better manage your money in a tight economy, to listening to a couple sessions on the farm bill and people's thoughts on what's going to be in it, updates from the American Farm Bureau on their work that they do. And then there's been some leadership workshops that I've attended, just kind of getting to know people and network, and it's a great opportunity.
Jeff, let's talk about succession planning, and I don't know if this is really applicable to you or your wife, but in general, I've talked to a lot of farmers who are of the older generation who are looking to pass that farm on to the next generation, but from your position or the position of these young farmers, what are some of the things on the to-do list? What are some considerations that are really important as they work their way through a process like this?
Yeah, and I think probably one of the biggest things, that young farmers need to do, to get that succession plan going is just have the talk. I mean, there's too many people out there that, they just don't want to talk about it. It's, we'll deal with it when the time comes. And a lot of times that's too late, and it doesn't work out as good as it could have if you, get talking about it early on. That's probably the biggest thing that I've found going to some of these workshops on that, is just that we need to have the conversation. You can't just sit back and wait and assume. But the flip side of that is, with the agricultural economy where it is right now, it's pretty tough to get in as a young farmer at this time too, because there's, I think everybody knows that commodity prices are, not as good as they could be. And, it's tough to make ends meet, even if you get everything paid for.
How about the farm bill? What elements of the farm bill are really critical to the next generation of farmers right now?
There's many different aspects. I guess me personally, the one that I've kind of been trying to follow a little bit is, making sure that we have something in there, to kind of help the dairy economy, just kind of a fail-safe plan, because, we used to have a program that when things got real bad that we were able to get a little support on that, and we don't have anything in there right now that really jumps out at you. Trade, we need to be able to keep our trade options open. Obviously the food stamps and how we're going to do that, because it's not all about the farmers. I mean, we have to, it's about getting our food out to consumers too. So we didn't have a whole lot of updates from kind of what we've heard recently, but it's just kind of nice to keep up to date on that as well.
Jeff, you talked about the tough economy right now, not just for dairy, but low commodity prices. And I'm curious about what the mood was like at the conference. You've got the contingent from Minnesota, but folks from all over the country are dealing with some of the same issues right now. So how would you describe the mood given this tight farm economy?
Yeah, it's everywhere. Everybody's kind of singing the same story, and it's you talk about it, but at the same time, it's nice to get together with all these people. I heard that there was, right around 1,000 people registered for the conference. I mean, there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of the same things. And, it's nice to get together with those people. I mean, we talk about, low prices and, how we're able to adapt and maybe make a few changes. And it's nice to share some ideas, kind of what, maybe some things that I'm doing to try to get, maybe a little bit more, or, get some ideas from somebody else. But I mean, once you get here, you talk about it a little bit, but then it's refreshing to see all the other young farmers and just kind of chat with them a little bit and see what's going on. And, it kind of gives us a little brief getaway, and, you don't forget about it, but at the same time, it gives you a little bit of a break, and, you get a little spark talking to everybody that's, passionate about agriculture too.
Well, Jeff, I'm curious, in a month and a half, depending on the weather, we should see spring field work in full swing. And on the crop side for your operation, what are some of the things that you're looking at or doing in light of these commodity prices and input prices where they're at? Has much changed on the crop side?
For us, I would say not a whole lot. A lot of our feed goes, or a lot of our crops go for feed for the livestock. We have just enough land base to kind of cover that. We do cash crops and beans. We were gonna do a little extra cash corn this year, but I think just with the little recent spike in the bean market, I think that kind of jostled us enough that we're gonna throw a few extra acres of beans in. But like I said, most of it goes for feed for the cattle, and it'll be interesting to see how everything plays out. But I think we're set up that we can be pretty successful this year, I hope.
Last thing I have for you, why is it important to you to hold a leadership position on a committee like the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee?
I think it's important to be involved. There's a lot of groups out there that, have an aging representation, and I think it's important to have young farmers be involved and have our voice heard, because things are changing, and if we're not at the table to kind of, give input and be a representative of what we do, we're not going to have our voice heard, and I think that's important. There's different things that you can gain out of it. I know personally, I look at some of my, as the chair of the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee for Farm Bureau. Personally, I'm getting some leadership development out of this, but I'm also representing the young farmers from Minnesota. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody, and I think it's important to be out there to represent us.